Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins!
Here we go!
Hail victory!
Well, we do have a victory to hail this morning after a tremendous victory by the Redskins over the Philadelphia Eagles. And as we do our victory lap, we're going to be joined by WML Redskin analyst, Comcast Sportsnet co-host Trevor Maddich. Trevor, while doing this celebration, at no time may you do a free throw of the football over the goalpost.
Yeah, I think that's a new bylaw that the Redskins didn't know about. Vernon Davis got in trouble for that. It hurt the Redskins. And the thing is, the coach, Jay Gruden, showed the team a tape of what celebrations are not legal. And that particular free throw simulation was not on the tape, so Davis thought he was okay.
Yeah, well,
so ridiculous.
But is it becoming the no fun league, really? I mean, you know, that seems pretty modest.
Yeah, it's very modest. Here's the thing, though. I think the NFL does not want to be in the business of deciding which celebrations are okay and where to draw the line as to which ones are not. And I think that they'd rather just say, okay, no, don't celebrate at all, so that you don't offend anybody no matter what you do. Remember that, what was it, 2 weeks ago or last week, that Redskins corner Josh Norman was flagged for being on the sideline and shooting a bow and arrow in the air, or simulating a
and
bow and arrow.
And that was not even in the end zone. That was on the sideline.
Right.
And on the well sideline, after the
you're
play.
You're supposed to be able to do pretty much anything you want. And so I think they just didn't want anything associated with the NFL doesn't want to get into that business. They just want to ban it all.
So it's okay to have a jumping up and down and a joyous excitement if you have a touchdown. That's okay.
As long as you don't think thoughts of shooting a bow and arrow or shooting
but
a basketball.
No bow and arrows, no twerking is allowed, and you can't throw the ball. So, I mean, pretty much all the fun's gone.
Well, I think Jimmy Carter would say, do not even commit celebration in your heart.
But that Vernon Davis celebration did result in one of the touchdowns for the Eagles. It should be noted, neither of the two touchdowns came from the Eagles' offense. The best they could muster was two field goals. But tell us how that celebration penalty ended up hurting the Redskins.
Well, because the Redskins scored a touchdown. Vernon Davis caught the touchdown pass, hence the celebration. And then instead of a normal kickoff position where the Redskins will kick the ball out of the end zone and there is not an opportunity for a kickoff return by the opposing team, the penalty moved them back 15 yards. So instead of the kickoff going out of the end zone, the kickoff landed in the field of play. It gave them an opportunity for a return, and the Eagles did a really good job of blocking that, and they ended up scoring a touchdown on the ensuing kickoff return. And I've got to ask you, Larry, you were in the stadium.
Yeah.
When that happened, what was it like in there?
Oh, when the run back came, the first thing everybody said was, that stupid penalty. That stupid penalty. Everybody knew exactly why that happened.
Yeah, and so that...
It was nuts.
Yeah. And so, but the Redskins have been able to overcome moments like that. They haven't been long stretches like that, but they've had moments of boneheadedness, and yet they still have won four in a row.
Yep.
Well, and let's talk about the positive for a moment, because really, I mean, they look great. The defense was described in the Washington Post as stifling, and the offense was very balanced. It was 263 yards passing, 230 yards rushing. That's about as balanced as it gets. And the defense held the Eagles to 93 yards of rushing. That's unbelievable.
It is, and the Eagles, one of the hottest teams in the league coming in. You start with the defense there. The defense had four games now to see what the rookie quarterback, Carson Wentz, was able to do well and what he didn't like. And what they noticed, or one thing that they noticed, was that he was bothered when you pressured his receivers and pressured him in the pocket. So the Redskins did not play soft on his receivers. They got into their face and shadowed them closely. And then they took advantage of the injury on the offensive line. Their right tackle was hurt and out. A rookie had to start in his place. And Ryan Kerrigan had two sacks in the first quarter by pushing that rookie all over the place.
And was that the defense being that great, or were there also some major problems with the Eagles' front offensive line? Because it looked like on the left side, that I don't know if it was a left tackle or who it was, but boy, they just kept plowing straight through.
Yeah, part of it was that injury, and that was tough. But when you watch what was happening downfield, it wasn't just the fact that one guy couldn't block. They put a running back over there finally to help that rookie block Ryan Kerrigan. And so they were able to have an answer to help that kid.
Yeah.
But they did not have an answer for the secondary smothering the receiver.
Actually, I wanted to follow up with that because it's so, you're right, I was there, and it's so fun to watch the game so you can watch what you want to watch instead of what the TV shows you want to watch. I wanted to watch Josh Norman. They barely threw to him. Talk about what a difference maker a Josh Norman on the field makes in terms of an offensive scheme for the other guys, because I think the ball went his way twice.
Right. And I think Josh Norman, he was playing with a very painful wrist injury as well. And so you would think that they'd go after him just so that they could pound that wrist and get him to get attrition on that over the course of the game. But no, they were smart enough not to do that and give the rookie quarterback Carson Wentz credit for staying away from Norman. Norman's biggest improvement of this team is not necessarily on the field. It's off the field. Because he will stay after practice for 45 minutes or an hour sometimes or more and work on individual drills. Well, he was doing that alone
right when
he first got here. Now there's a dozen guys out there with him.
Mm.
You know, and so that's really helped a lot. And by the way, Carson Wentz, in that opening stretch for the Eagles, he played so well that they changed the name of the state from Pennsylvania to Wentzylvania.
Yeah.
After this game, after five sacks, it's now Wentzylvania.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. He's doing comedy. All right.
That's why he's got more Emmys than any of
that's
us.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the NFC East standings. The Cowboys continue to do very well, even though they don't have Romo. So we're number two in the NFC East. Cowboys are number one, and we're heading into a game with Detroit. Of course, not in our division, but still an important game.
Yeah, it is an important game. And Detroit has been an up-and-down team. I mean, they've lost three games so far. They're 3-3. Two of those three losses, though, were to Chicago and Tennessee. Those are not very good teams. So this Detroit team is fully capable of beating the Redskins, but it's also a winnable game. And keep in mind that they also have to play after that at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 2-4. Then they go into a bye week. So the Redskins, at 4-2, have the best record that they've had since 2008 to
Jeez.
Start the season.
Wow.
They have a chance to go 6-2. Now, one game at a time. But the Redskins' offense, did you guys see those running backs? The running backs ran as if they were afraid or mad. Either way, it doesn't matter.
All three of them, by the way.
Right.
A completely balanced running to attack.
And Matt Jones, we've talked about him being, not running with violence. Well, he didn't start this game. The other two guys, Rob Kelly and, Thomas.
Chris Thomas.
Yeah.
Or Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson.
Those two guys.
The third running back off the bench, Chris Thompson, he had something like 65 all-purpose yards.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I just spaced his name there. The thing is, and he caught the ball for 29 yards, and he was great picking up the blitz. But here's the thing. Those two guys, Kelly and Thompson, they ran with the kind of violence and energy that we've been wanting Matt Jones to run with. So when Jones came off the bench, guess what? He looked like those other two guys.
Yep.
So you've got competition now at the running back position, and it's elevated everybody,
well,
and it's
there
made
you go.
All the difference.
It's been a long time.
That's why competition is a good
Isn't
thing.
Isn't that nice?
That's right.
It's been a long time. After four straight wins, it's been a long time to think this highly of the Redskins team here. It's pretty exciting.
But Larry, since you went and they won.
Yep.
You have to go to all the rest of the
games. You have to go to every home game.
There seems to be a demand for that. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Trevor.
Trevor Maddich, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. ¡No esperes! Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.